This show is brought to you by OffWorldDesigns.com. OffWorldDesigns.com is the place where you can find the nerdiest t-shirts and more at prices that won't break the bank. OffWorldDesigns.com offers shirts from all fandoms and hobbies, and even some other pretty cool stuff like messenger bags that can hold your plus one sort of awesome and so much more. You can use promo code GEEKSRULE to get 10% off your entire order. OffWorldDesigns.com is a proud sponsor of ThisWeekInGeek.net. The Nerd News Network, now back on Fridays, because life didn't kick me in the face. I'm Mike the Birdman Dodd. Today is Friday, September 12th, 2014. And well, a lot of stuff happened this week, but today's Nerd News, it's going to be a lot of video game stuff. So I'm just going to preface that right now. I usually do my news roundup in the afternoon before I record. And there's just been a lot of video game stuff that I do want to talk about. I am going to talk about Destiny, kind of give you guys a mini review of that. But my full review should be out next week, along with a review of Metro Redux. I'll be talking about both those games. And new review show, me and Blair literally got Godzilla delivered to our door about 10 minutes ago. So we'll be talking about that, since I missed it in theaters. And maybe we'll talk about X-Men Days of Future Past, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., lots of good stuff. We are recording a couple of new Future Imperfects beginning next week. Just talking with my co-hosts from Beyond the Gauntlet. We are working on getting those, because now that school's back in, Chris has a little bit more time. So we're going to be doing that hopefully very soon. But there's construction near the place where we normally record. So we're just trying to figure out the logistics of it. And finally, should be more stuff on my Starship Troopers game on thesewarsareterrible.com on Monday. I still have to write scripts for the Would You Like to Know More segments. So lots of good stuff. So, okay. Where am I going to start this week? So this week, I'm going to tell you how you can get a dozen free donuts if you're willing to look like a moron. A really cool role-playing game starring you, the Batmobile's baby, Super Smash Brothers, and how Stephen Hawking thinks we're going to destroy the universe. But allow me to talk about the big pink elephant in the room that came in riding the hype train, choo-choo. I'm talking about Destiny. So this game came out from Bungie on 9-9, so Tuesday. And this is a game that I've been playing pretty much nonstop since that came out, and two reasons. One, I did an interview on the Sean Green Show on Clear Channel Radio Networks on Wednesday night about it, so I had about just a little under 24 hours to become an expert in that game, and well, here are my initial thoughts of this game. I should preface this, I have played over 20 hours, I've now played over 24. I am currently level 17. The level cap, technically, is level 20. You can get that above with special gear, but I'll talk more about that in depth in my actual review, which you'll see next week. So, Destiny didn't fulfill its destiny. Quite truthfully, I don't see why the hype for this game was so ridiculously huge. I mean, it's not a bad game. It's basically Borderlands and Mass Effect's bastard baby child, with neither being as humorous as Borderlands nor being as emotionally gripping as Mass Effect. It's about as shallow as the kiddie pool. Now, there is a really deep lore in there, which is given to you by Game of Thrones actor Peter Dinklage. He's this little stupid robot that flies around. Evidently, that's Bungie's thing. Got a robot? Yep. Can it fly? Yep. Does it look like a giant eyeball? Yep. All right, cool. You're in the game. It's a grind loot fest, really. I mean, it's not bad. There are some pretty cool social elements to it. Like, you can do raids with people. It's kind of like World of Warcraft in that regard. Like, I've teamed up with a few people to fight some of the bigger bosses in the game. And it's fun, but I don't see the hype. I mean, honestly, I have a lot more fun playing Titanfall than I do playing this. And I remember when this game came out, this was going to be the year for Titanfall and Destiny and blah, 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 blah. To me, Titanfall delivered. To me, Destiny delivered me something. I mean, it's okay at best. That's what I can really say about it. And I don't know. You can choose three races at the beginning of the game, and they're purely cosmetic. My guy actually looks like Bumblebee from Michael Bay's Transformers, right down to the glowing blue eyes. If you've been following my Twitter this week, you've probably seen that pop up more than a few times. So anyway, like I said, my initial thoughts, it's a 7 out of 10 at best, maybe a very high 6. It's a rental, honestly, unless you're really invested and want to go to Bungie.net to find out more about the lore. That's all I can really say. But like I said, I'll give you my full review next week on Review A Day. So, continuing right along with video game news, I might as well get this stuff out of the way since I am here. The Super Smash Bros. Demo has dropped today for those of you who are fortunate enough to be Platinum Club members to Nintendo, or me, or in the media. And it is pretty kick-ass, I will say. Nintendo is giving it out to select Platinum members right now. And what you can play as Mario, Link, Pikachu, the Villager, and Mega Man. I'm pretty sure there would be blood. If they didn't include Mega Man, I'm pretty sure the streets would run red with blood. But anyway, though, it's pretty cool, actually. I mean, playing it on the 3DS, I was a little worried because of the small screen. Now, that being said, I really do want to get a 3DS XL for this game. So, hey, guys, my birthday is coming up next month. It would be awesome. Yeah, I mean, it's really fun, though. Once you kind of get the hang of it, it feels like second nature. It really feels like you're playing Brawl, which is, in my opinion, the funnest, because I really didn't play a lot of Melee, so I really can't give you a whole lot of insight into that particular title. But still, though, still having a fantastic time with it. Now, because it's a demo, you're only limited to local play. You can do one-on-one versus a computer, and you can also fight four of your friends local. Now, if you did get a code from Nintendo, they give you four of them, so you can battle you and your friends local. I've actually been giving these codes away for my Extra Life charity, because the demo doesn't come out for a little while. I think next week for everybody else. But if you want early access, donate to birdmangivesback.com, and all that money goes to Toronto Sick Kids, and I'll send you a code if I have one. Now, I am working on getting more, so keep an eye out if you happen to listen to this a little bit later in the week, as today is Friday. Yeah, you should check it out. It's tremendously fun. Like I said, it's about what I expected from the Smash Brothers franchise, and I can't wait to play the full retail version when the game drops. Okay, so now that we got all that out of the way, let's talk about what happened in the news this week. This story, I saw on one of my friends' Facebooks a little while ago. And I am tremendously fond of Krispy Kreme. And obviously, I'm a fat guy. I love donuts. And it wasn't until this past year, when me and Blair went to Comic Book Men, which, oh yeah, that reminds me, season 3 of Comic Book Men is coming on Netflix. You can see my episode, Dukes of Jersey, on Netflix beginning in like 2 weeks. Anyway, moving on. So Krispy Kreme says, if you come into the store on September 19th, if you fulfill one of two things, you will get either a free donut or a free dozen donut. If you talk like a pirate or wear an eye patch to a participating Krispy Kreme shop, you get one original glazed donut. Pretty good. When they are so warm, oh my god, they're better than sex. Or, if you come to a participating Krispy Kreme location in a full pirate costume, for one free dozen donuts, no weapons allowed. There's a Krispy Kreme about an hour away from me, and I'm kind of tempted. Now, I'm kind of wondering if I could get away and pull off the Assassin's Creed Edward Kenway pirate, because he looks a little less goofy, and just bring in a reference photo. So in theory, I could wear my Assassin's Creed hoodie and just have two plastic swords strapped to my side. In theory, I could pull this off. And it's kind of amazing. I'm willing to drive an hour for a donut. Hell, I'm just happy we finally got a Tim Hortons here in Shelburne. Civilization is finally coming to the backwoods of Ontario. You have no idea how satisfied this makes me. But still, if you want to get a dozen donuts, wear a full... You know what? If someone does this, please send me a picture. Please, please, please send me a picture. Feedback at thisweekingeek.net. Subject line, pirate. I would love to see this. This would be friggin' hilarious. Anyway, you should check that out because, hey, why not? All right, so moving on to my next story. This one comes courtesy of IO9. And as you guys know, I do a show with Steve Saylor and a bunch of other guys called These Warriors Are Terrible. And it's basically a selection of different role-playing games that we play. Could be Shadowrun, could be Call of Cthulhu, could be GURPS, could be Traveler, could be anything. So I came across this story, and I'm thinking this is something I might pick up for my personal collection, because I think this is cool, and I may actually run the game for Terrible Warriors if I get a chance. And it comes from Fantasy Flight Games, the guys that made Twilight Imperium, Arkham Horror, they made the StarCraft board game. They've done a lot of really cool stuff. And so they have this new game coming out called The End of the World. And I'm actually going to read you the story, or part of the story, just so you can get kind of a feel for it. The End of the World lets players create personas based on physical, mental, and social attributes, as well as personality strengths and flaws, to make a realistic character as you can before placing you in a variety of world-ending apocalyptic scenarios. From zombie outbreaks to old god horrors, alien invasions, and robot uprisings, the same sort of approach is taken to gear your characters to start off during with their adventure. With as much as we'd like, not everyone's going to find themselves with a fully prepared kit with every weapon and survival tool under the sun in an apocalypse. You might start off with access to a gun, or you might have to fend off hordes of enemies with a kitchen knife. You could have nothing but your wits about you and the will to not get yourself killed. This sounds incredibly awesome. So I'm looking at it, and when you look at these at these books, the article actually describes it as it's basically like The Last of Us, the tabletop RPG. And I've actually toyed with the idea of doing an RPG set in the world of The Last of Us. I've actually really considered that, or doing one based in The Walking Dead. And so there are four books. The first one is The End of the World Zombie Apocalypse. Then the next one is End of the World Wrath of the Gods. And it looks like Cthulhu. And you can evidently, they got everything from Cthulhu to the Mayan Apocalypse. End of the World Alien Invasion. So think like H.G. Wells, Independence Day sort of shit. And then finally, End of the World Revolt of the Machines. So the Terminator, the Matrix. Those are the only two robot uprisings I can really think of. Well, I guess iRobot to a certain extent. But still, that's tremendously cool. Now, the Zombie Apocalypse comes out in the fourth quarter of this year. It's supposed to be before the end of the year, and it's going to run around $40. And each set thereafter should cost about that much. I'm probably going to get all these, actually. If I don't buy them, I'll definitely ask for them to talk interviews with, because that would be awesome. It's kind of cool, though. It's kind of like Savage Worlds, where basically you set up the world, they give you the mechanics to make it work. Or like GURPS. Here's the rules, you make up the game. Kind of like how I did with Ava, with GURPS for These Warriors Are Terrible earlier this past year. So I'm really, really looking forward to that. If you want to find out more information about this, you can go over to Fantasy Flight Games and check that out. I'm super hype. Super, super hype for that. So there's another big pink elephant in the room this week that most people are going to be talking about. And, well, it kind of is like a video game. Earlier this week, Zack Snyder premiered the first official picture of the Batman versus Superman Dawn of Justice Batmobile. And it's got guns. Oh boy, does it have guns. But this thing, it looks like a hybrid between the 1989 Batmobile from Tim Burton's movie and the Christopher Nolan Tumbler. But honestly, it looks like it came out of Batman Arkham Knight. And it really wouldn't surprise me if they actually had one of the designers from those games come over and work on this. It really wouldn't at all. This thing looks incredibly neat. It's black. It's got its guns. Although, one of the guys that I follow on YouTube, a guy, Mark and Melinda from Retro Blasting, said it looks like there's a little, like there's too many places that are exposed for the Batmobile to get shot up. That's maybe a little nitpicky, but this is Batman, so in theory you would think. But it does look really cool. It's got these gullwing doors, so it kind of looks like it's got bat wings, I guess would be the best way to describe it. I've put a picture in the episode post below, so you can take a look at it for yourself. And I'd love to hear your guys' thoughts on this. Do you think it looks cool? Hell, there's our question of the week. Does the Batmobile look cool, in your opinion? So, yeah, there's that. So, Superman Dawn of Justice hits theaters on March 25th, 2016, which is really odd to place a movie like this in March. I would have put it in May, but I don't think they want to compete against Captain America. So, anyway, moving on. So, my last story this week is this one comes to us from Professor Stephen Hawking. And he has warned us that the Higgs boson could potentially destroy us. And you're probably wondering, what the hell does that mean? So the Higgs potential has the worrisome feature that it might become metastable at energies above 100 billion gigavolts, or gigavoltron, or, yeah, gigaelectron volts. Pretty sure I screwed that up. Anyway, this could mean that the universe could undergo catastrophic vacuum decay with a bubble of the true vacuum expanding at the speed of light. This could happen at any time, and we wouldn't see it coming. Now, this is not likely to happen, simply for this reason. A particle accelerator that reaches 100 billion gigavoltrons would be larger than Earth and is unlikely to be funded in the present economic climate. Anyway, the story goes on to talk about how Hawking didn't believe in the Higgs boson. In fact, he lost a $100 bet to it. And then last year, he was like, you know what? Now that we've found the Higgs boson, physics has become a lot less interesting. And he also thinks, get this, that we only have 1,000 years left on Earth anyway. And he's not wrong, because the sun is actually getting hotter every year, and there's climate change. There are a number of reasons why we need to GTFO off Earth as soon as possible. Just saying. You should look that up, actually. Earth in 1,000 years. It's quite fascinating. Another thing that Stephen Hawking, he's actually quite the doomsday guy. He says we shouldn't talk to aliens because they'll likely want to kill us. And you know what? Just to put this thought in your mind, think about when the people from Europe came to North America. It didn't work out too well for my people. I'm just saying. So you have to wonder, if aliens are coming over from the other side of the universe, what do you think our odds are? Let that percolate for a little while. And then finally, he worries about artificial intelligence, basically the Terminator. So, there's no fate but what we make for ourselves. And that's the way the news went this week in the Nerd News Network. Also, big announcement, I'm streaming. I'm streaming all the time. Logitech has helped me out and sent me one of these really awesome HD webcams so I can start doing live streams again. What does that mean? I might bring back the cartoon streams, but I'm also doing this mostly for my Extra Life charity, which if you look on the right sidebar there, you will see more information about BirdmanGivesBack.com. As of this recording, I am 42% of the way to my $500 goal. I've had years where I've raised over $2,000. I would love for that to happen again. In fact, on October 24th, a full day before this is supposed to start, I'm going to start streaming at 10 p.m. Eastern, and I'm going till Sunday at noon. My goal is, and I'd love for you, the Twig listeners, to help me. I want to raise $25 every hour. That's it. For the duration of this thing. And I'd love to see if that's even remotely possible. I think it is. Now, obviously, I'm going to ask Blair's parents to donate. I'm going to talk to some of my other in-laws that aren't, you know, complete douchebags. And see if they'll help me too. Because this goes to Toronto Sick Kids. I see nothing of it. I get the satisfaction of knowing a kid is happy. And in fact, I even put on my Extra Life page, I would be willing to go to Toronto once a month for an afternoon and run a Dungeons and Dragons game for the kids. So if they want to play Pathfinder, I would run that for them. I would be Toronto Sick Kids Dungeon Master or something. That's what I would do. So anyway, more information, birdmangivesback.com. More information on the right-hand sidebar. Check that out. So guys, until next time, I'll see you with more great content this week, and I promise you, those toy chests are coming. I've been Mike the Birdman Dodd. This has been the Nerd News Network. So until next time, live free or die hard.
Want to see me make bubbles with my spit?
Sure do. In fact, that's the theme of our next show. So don't miss it.
What the hell happened to George Lucas?
Oh my God, there's snot on my face. And I'm your host, Mike the Birdman Dub. And I'm not a join. What the f*** does that mean? That 10 seconds.
No, you gotta keep that.
Let's do this. Let's do this right the first time.
F*** you guys. Ew, it's in my mouth. Oh, God.
Oh, what's it taste like, Mike?
Water. Ew, salty.
Let's start this episode with shat.
Okay, I'm good. Geico.
Holy shit. Oh my gosh. Freak. Die. Holy crap. Whoa. Whoa, my God, whoa. Where did it go?
I'm like a stupid monkey.
As you can imagine, they don't let us out much.
You've been listening to This Week in Geek. Tune in next week to hear, somebody random. I don't know. Maybe even a hot chick. Yeah, let's go with that.
Did anyone ever tell you that you were very, very sexy?
How are you? Actually, no.
They never will.
Check out our website, thisweekingeek.net, for more geek content. As well, subscribe to our podcast through iTunes or any podcatcher. If you'd like to comment on this episode, head to this episode post on thisweekingeek.net and comment through Facebook Connect. Or you can call our voicemail line at 817-717-7202. Send us a Twitter message by replying to @ThisWeekInGeek. Lastly, you can email us at feedback@thisweekingeek.net. This extra music was produced by Prono Bozo at PronoBozo.com. We'll see you next time, and remember,
lower your shields and surrender your listenership.